This is Rhian Jones of the Consultation Institute on the 23rd of November with some comments on the Prime Minister's speech to the CBI on Monday this week. Now, he talked about a number of things that we're interested in, including equality impact assessments, indeed, the future of consultation themselves, though he said nothing that was terribly new there. What may have taken a lot of people by surprise was his attack on the culture of judicial reviews. He doesn't like the fact that it's a great growth industry, as he sees it, that so many people can now challenge public bodies in the courts. Now, he didn't say, and he should have said probably, that most of the growth in judicial reviews come in one particular area, namely asylum and immigration. But even those of us whose interests lie elsewhere have to acknowledge that it's become very fashionable for people who don't like public policy decisions or decisions taken by local authorities, NHS, police and others, to go to judicial review in an attempt to demonstrate to the courts that something went wrong. And from time to time, we in the Institute have held seminars to consider some of the more recent cases. Next Wednesday, we have the most excellent opportunity to look at this subject in the light of David Cameron's recent speech. And I'm delighted to announce that David Locke QC, who's one of the leading barristers with experience of challenging the government on the grounds of lack of consultation, David Locke is going to be with us. And I'm commending this to anybody who's interested as a first-rate opportunity for us to get our heads around what the Prime Minister is proposing and what difference it might make. Consultation at the moment, we know, is not 100% secure. We make mistakes. When is it appropriate to challenge those mistakes in a court of law? And that's a very serious issue, and we will consider it in Birmingham in our Legal Challenges seminar next week. Please, if anybody's interested in coming along, just ring us up in the Consultation Institute office, and we'll be happy to find a place for you at that event.